It's time for our weekly segment called Making It, where WFYI's Melissa Davis profiles a local DIY or do-it-yourself artist. This week, we go into the multi-purpose community space with Alicia Smith as she helps emerging writers fine-tune their craft, be it a play, a book, or a poem.
I run an event venue in Fountain Square attached to my office. Metonymy Media is the company I work for, and it's a writing company. And then in the back of our office is a venue called the Green Room.
This is the sharing portion. If anyone is super keen to share, you can go ahead and start off.
Okay. We just read the monologue part. Right.
You read whatever you feel like sharing. You can read the monologue.
I'll just read the monologue. I got a case of deja vu today.
Making community is important to me, and I do think of it as a medium. Making community is a medium of expression. It's important to me because people only have access to the tools that they have access to, which means they can't execute their ideas and their goals if they don't have a computer with Adobe on it, you know, and they're a designer, you know, or they want to host a poetry reading, but they've never done so before. So what I do is go in and essentially...
I already lived this moment. I'm just in the other car.
Give people those resources. But it's, I mean, community organizing and, like, teaching people how to do it in a sustainable way, I guess, is what I do. So I don't make community so much as I make bridges for other people to make community.
Not met Jeanette before, she is a renowned storyteller.
Place is really important. I mean, we're here in Indianapolis, and it's a one-of-a-kind place. I have only been living here for a year, but one thing I'll say for certain is that if you have a dream here, you can do it. But also, if you care about what is happening in the neighborhood and you become a part of that community, you're part of it. So we are in one of the brick storefronts with big windows next to Square Cat and across the street from the Hi-Fi, so it's a pretty recognizable spot. Anyone who's been to the Hi-Fi can look across the street and see, or visualize, I guess, where we are. And we're right on Virginia, so it's, like, in the hubbub, which is great for, like, First Friday events and stuff because we get a lot of cross-traffic, people coming in and out. So it's a good, open, welcoming-type environment and space. Is conducive. The space is conducive to people walking in and out and around, which is really good.
I don't know. Yes, I spent almost an hour with the doctor yesterday, and he did more than just look at me. We talked about a lot of things, and that's as far as I got.
What makes me keep going is a very difficult thought. It's there. I will tell you that for community organizing is something that really burns you out if you don't get paid. And when I was in graduate school and doing this just kind of because it's my grind and it's what I'm passionate about, I started to realize, like, oh, I'm tired. I wish I could buy a bath bomb, but I have 50 cents to my name, you know? So I had to figure out how to make that sustainable. And when I was hired on at Metonymy, which is actually a writing company, and they specifically hire creative writers because they want to support the lifestyle of a creative writer, which is sometimes I need to work hungover in my bed, you know, that's okay. And they want to support us doing our best work in our best ideal environment, which is awesome. But when they hired me, they didn't know that I had this event planning background. And I came in for my interview and I saw the space and I was like, oh, not only could I do a ton of things with this if you just let me have access to it, if you helped me get money to pay people, are you kidding me? I could do so much. So I was able to finally find a way to make it sustainable for myself. And that's what keeps me going is I'm getting paid now to do this. And now that I have that backbone for myself and that foundation for myself, paying it forward so other people can have it is what's moving me now.
Alicia Smith runs Indie Word Lab.
And it's a local writer, preferably local. Sometimes I get touring people if I think that they're relevant. They do a reading, then they share an element of their craft, and then they issue a writing prompt. It's entirely free. And I typically provide light refreshments like wine.
Smith also lends her DIY organizer hand to a soul dance night and a number of arts and music festivals. That's Making It, reported and produced by Melissa Davis.
Thank you.